Dr. Niall McCann, who now joins me on the line again from the United Kingdom, where he runs a trust that is heavily involved in these issues. Niall, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time again.
Hi there, Mike. Nice to speak to you again. Hope you're very well.
Yeah, I am. I'm better off than these elephants, but cyanobacteria seems to be the cause. Wait, explain this to me. What have we found out here?
What we've discovered and what the Botswana government announced yesterday is that these cyanobacteria, which create harmful algal blooms, are proliferating in that region of Botswana. We know that harmful algal blooms can be incredibly toxic to a wide range of species. In South Africa, many of your large water bodies will be monitored permanently for these harmful algal blooms because of the impact that they can have on people. And the suggestion is that these elephants may well have succumbed to intoxication as a result of drinking water that's affected by these. It's not definitive, but it is suggestive.
And it does seem like the first sort of vaguely convincing explanation, even if it's not definitive.
It's definitely a significant piece in the puzzle. As you quite rightly alluded to in your introduction, this entire thing was a mystery and we didn't really know what was going on. And over the course of the last couple of months, several of us have started to converge around the idea that this was probably cyanobacteria causing an impact on the central nervous system of these elephants. And for the government to have identified those in the environment now is highly suggestive that that could be the case. But the only way we could prove that this is what's killing the elephants is to actually identify those toxins in the brains of the elephants themselves.
Now, what causes the cyanobacteria?
They can be caused by lots of things. So they do exist naturally in the wild, but they can be exacerbated by agricultural runoff or just increased concentration in dung or any of the natural organic compounds in the water. So nearby farms are more affected than other places. But I think it's really worth mentioning that the amplifying factor here is climate change, because warmer temperatures encourage these bacteria to proliferate. And as that region is warming up, these are going to become more frequent and more severe.
So heat would be a factor, but presumably there have been hot summers or hot winters in Botswana. There have been unnatural variations of temperature. And yet I seem to remember talking to you in the past, we hadn't had anything on this scale before of this number, 350 elephants dying this way.
Yep, you're right. It's unprecedented in scale. And the numbers that have been identified are 356 have been counted by local NGOs and 330 confirmed by the government. But we can guarantee that many, many more have died, probably well over 600, because elephants are difficult to count from the air, whether they're dead or alive. So that is now an appreciable impact on the local and the global population. And we've certainly never seen anything like this in terms of a single poisoning event. And the fact that we think that cyanobacteria involved is also very surprising because we've never known of this before. But my guess is that many previously unexplained deaths of a whole range of species will probably have actually been caused by exposure to environmental neurotoxins. And we're only just now figuring that out.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was going to ask you about other species. Do any other animals get affected by this?
Very much so. And frequently here in the UK, we see dogs dying as a result of exposure to harmful algal blooms. In the oceans, many species are affected: manatees, whales, dolphins, seals, and terrestrially as well. Lots and lots of species can be affected by this. It happens in South Africa too. What we haven't seen is just a single species dying off.
All of this, 350 elephants, how significant is that in the context of Botswana's overall elephant population?
It is significant. It's 5% or so of the elephant population in Botswana and 1% of the elephant population across the entire continent. And for some people, 1% might not sound like
no,
very much.
No, it sounds massive.
It sounds massive to me.
It sounds massive to me. You're talking about, in one stride, 1% of the elephant population of this continent. That sounds enormous. It really does. Very, very significant. No, look, thank you very much indeed. UK-based charity National Park Rescue. He's the Director of Conservation. Important conversation, important issue. And thanks very much once again for your time on Cape Talk.